Thank you. Thank you. So we're standing on the front lawn, just a twirling her baton. Me and her went for a ride, sir, in Tennyson, people died. From a town like in Nebraska, I saw 410 on my lap. You do the badlands of Wyoming. I killed everything in my path. Now I can't say that I'm sorry for the things that we've done. At least for a little while, sir, me and her, we had some fun. Now the jury brought in a guilty verdict, and the judge, he sentenced me to death. Midnight in a prison storeroom, with leather straps across my chest. Sheriff, when the man pulls that switch, sir, and snaps my poor neck back, you may sure my pretty baby is sitting right there on my lap. They declared me unfit to live, said that a great boy my soul would be hurled. They want to know why I did what I did. Well, sir, I guess there's just a meanness in this world. stand over dead dog by the highway pit. You're looking down, kind of puzzled, poking that dog with a stick. Got his car door front open, he's standing out on Highway 31. Like if he stood there long enough, that dog get up and run. Man, struck me kind of funny, seemed kind of funny, sir, to me. How at the end of every hard-earned day, people find some reason to believe. Mary Lou loved Johnny with a love mean and true. She said, baby, I'll work for you every day and bring my money home to you. One day up and left her, and ever since I left, she waits down the end of that dirt road before young Johnny you come back. Man, struck me kind of funny, seemed kind of funny, sir, to me. Now at the end of every hard-earned day, people find some reason to believe. Take the baby to the river, cowboy may come around. Wash the baby in the water, a shotgun shack, an old man passes away. They take his body to the graveyard, and over it they pray. Lord, now won't you tell us, what does it mean? How at the end of every hard-earned day, people find some reason to believe. There's a song about his blood ties, family, and duty, and what happens when those things collide. My name is Joe Roberts. our first day. I'm a sergeant at Purdenville, barracks number 8. I always done an honest job, as honest as I could. I got a brother named Frankie, and Frankie ain't no good. Well, ever since we was young kids, it's been the same come down. I get a call on the short way, Frankie's in trouble downtown. If it was any other man, I'd put him straight away. But when it's your brother, sometimes you look the other way. It means Frankie laughing and drinking. Nothing feels better than blood on blood. Taking turns dancing with Maria as a band playing at the Johnstown Flood. Catch him when he's straight, like any brother would. Man turns his back on his family, well, he just ain't no good. Frankie went in the army back in 1965. I got a farm deferment, settled down, took Maria for my bride. But them wheat prices kept on dropping, till it was like we were getting robbed. Frankie came home in 68, and me, I took his job. Had me and Frankie laughing and drinking. Nothing feels better than blood on blood. Taking turns, dancing with Maria as a band bleeding out of Johnstown Flood. Catch him when he's straight, teach him how to walk that line. Man turns his back on his family, he ain't no friend of mine. Well, the night was like any other. I got called by a quarter to nine. There was trouble in a roadhouse out on the Michigan line. There was a kid lying on the floor looking bad. He was bleeding hard from his head. There was a girl crying at a table, and it was frankly said. Well, I went out and I jumped in my car, and then I hit the lights. Well, I must have done 110 in Michigan County that night. Man, it was out the crossroads, down around Willow Bank. Sing a Buick Willow high place behind the wheels, Frank. Well, I chased him through those county roads till the sign said Canadian border, 5 miles from here. I pulled over the side of the highway and watched his taillights disappear. As a band playing out of Johnstown Flood. Drugstore, and it's hard to buy cologne because anything you ask for sounds stupid. Like if you say, "Give me some brute," where they all have like macho names. You know, like, "Give me some chops." Smell like a cowboy. Yeah, man. The girls, they do the same thing. Though. They get all that perfume. You know, can always tell what kind of date it's gonna be if it's a 1, 2, or 3 perfume place. You know? They must think that that's where your nose is gonna go. Anyway, you know, you come back in about 6 months later, though, and the good times are all over. You know, it's like, you're gonna take me out tonight, or am I gonna have to sit around here all night long and look at your face? Why does that happen? Why, God? Where we sit in the car outside your house. We're quiet. I can feel the heat coming around. I go to put my arm around you and you give me the look like I'm way out of bounds. Well, you let out one of your doors.
Thank you. when them years start catching up to you. Now some of us wear our old times better than others, though. Now it's easy to see that the big man has maintained his youthful beauty. Things must pass, and in the end, it ain't nothing but glory days. Well, I had this friend who was a big baseball player back in high school, and man, he could throw that speedball fire, make you look like a fool, boy. Saw him the other night at this roadside bar. I was walking in, he was walking out. We went back inside, sat down, had a few drinks, but all he kept talking about was glory days. Yeah, they'll pass you by, glory days. And when you hurry up, girl, that's glory days, glory days. Well, now there's this girl, well, she lives up the block, and back in school she could turn all the boys' heads. Sometimes on a Friday I'll stop by and have a few drinks with her after she put her kids to bed. Her husband Bobby, well, they split up. I guess it's 2 years gone by now. We just sit around talking about the old times. She says when she feels like crying, she starts laughing, thinking about glory days. Oh.
next song I wrote back in, I guess it was 1978. And it's kind of, I guess, about believing that the place that we live in could be a better place than it is. And tonight we got with us during intermission. There's some people out in the hall. They're from the Steel Workers Old Timers Food Bank. And what they do is they feed people. They distribute food to 5,000 families a month that have been affected by the plant closings we've had here over the past 3 years. You have GM plant closed. There's a U.S. Steel plant closed down. There's a Bethlehem Steel plant closed down. And there's a lot of people out there that are hurting. So, if you get a chance, go on out and check them out. They can use your support. They're trying to make the place that you live a better, more decent place to live.
Thank you.
Thank you. Back in 1976, I read this book called Born on the 4th of July. And it was by a fellow named Ron Kovic, who had just come back from Vietnam. And it was his story. So this is a song about coming home. Well, a runway rushed up at him as he felt the wheels touch down. He stood out on the blacktop and took a taxi into town. He got off down Main Street, went into a local bar, bought a drink and found a seat in the corner in the dark. She called up her mama to make sure the kids were out of the house. She checked herself out in the dining room mirror and undid an extra button on her blouse. He felt her lying next to him and the clock said 4 a.m. He was staring at the ceiling, he couldn't move his hands. Oh, mama, 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 come quick. I've got the shakes and I'm gonna be sick. Throw your arms around me in the cold, dark night. Hey, now, mama, don't shut out the light. Don't you shut out the lights. Don't you shut out the light. Don't you shut out the light. Don't you shut out the light. Well, on his porch he stretched a banner that said, Johnny, welcome home. Bobby pulled his Ford out of the garage and they polished up the chrome. His mama said, Johnny, oh Johnny, I'm so glad to have you back with me. His pa said he was sure they'd give him his job back at the rendering factory. Yeah, mama, 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 come quick. I got the shakes and I'm gonna be sick. Throw your arms around me in the cold, dark night. Hey, now, mama, don't shut out the lights. Don't you 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 shut out the lights. Well, deep in a dark forest, a forest filled with rain, beyond the stretch of Maryland pines, there's a river without a name. In the cold black water, Johnson Lanier stands. He stares across to the lights of the city and dreams of where he's been. Oh, mama, 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 come quick. I got the shakes and I'm gonna be sick. Throw your arms around me in the cold, dark night. Hey, now, mama, don't shut out the light. Don't you 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 shut out the light. We'll be right back. blood had never burned in her veins. Now I hear she's got a house up in Fairview, and the style she's trying to maintain. They just can't face. Now some folks, they spend their whole lives just trying to keep it. They carry it with them every step that they take.
Darkness on me.
I just can't face myself alone again. Don't you run back inside, you know just what I'm here for. Don't you? I'm scared and you're thinking that maybe we ain't that young.
Join the band? That's all right. You can hide your colors and study your pain. They cause us to be lovers.
just the preliminaries. The real thing's coming up. We'll be back in a little while. Check out the Steelworkers Food Bank. Thanks. See you in a while.
is my little sister. She can dance. She's got the moves.
I went out for a ride, and I never went to bed.
This for a good friend is not here tonight. This for little Steven. He's got now an album called Voice of America. If you get a chance, you ought to check it out. I think you'd like it. We learned more from a 3-minute record, baby, than we ever learned in school. I can hear the neighborhood drummer sound. I can feel my heart begin to pound. You say you're tired and you just want to close your eyes and follow your dream down. Well, we made a promise, we swore we'd always remember. No retreat, baby, no surrender. Both brothers on a summer's night with a vow to defend. No retreat, baby. Faces grow sad and old, and hearts of fire grow cold. We swore blood brothers against the wind. Tonight I'm ready to grow young again. I can hear your sister's voice calling us home across the open yards, believing we could cut some place of our own with these drums and these guitars. Well, we made a promise, we swore we'd always remember. No retreat, baby, no surrender. Like soldiers on a winter's night with a vow to defend. No retreat, baby, no surrender. Tonight the lights are growing dim. The walls of my room are closing in. But it's good to see your smiling face and to hear your laughter again. Now we could sleep in the twilight by the riverbed with a wide open country in our hearts and these romantic dreams. As we made a promise, we saw we'd always remember. No retreat, baby, no surrender. Blood brothers on a summer's night with a vow to defend. No retreat, baby, no surrender. No retreat, baby, no boy. You were crying, crying, you were so alone. You said your love had never died. You were waiting for me at home. I put on my jacket, I ran through the woods. I ran till I thought my chest would explode. There in a clearing beyond the highway, in the moonlight, our wedding house shone. I rushed through the yard, I burst through the front door, my head pounding hard. Up the stairs I climbed, the room was dark, our bed was empty. Then I heard that long whistle whine, and I dropped to my knees, hung my head and cried. Now I swing a sledge, thank you. take it easy, boys. Now, this is a song about the conflict between worldly things and spiritual health. Between desires of the flesh and spiritual ecstasy. It's about temptation. Now, everybody knows about temptation. Everybody's been tempted and everybody's succumbed. You know, oh, I had to. Oh, it just looked so good, I couldn't help myself. But where did all this begin? Well, it began in the beginning in a place called the Garden of Eden. Now, the Garden of Eden was originally believed to have been located in the Middle East. But the latest theological studies have found out that its actual location was 10 miles south of Jersey City off the New Jersey Turnpike. That's why they call it the Garden State. Now understand, in the Garden of Eden, there were none of the accoutrements of modern living. You didn't have a house to live in. You didn't have a bed. You didn't have a little pillow you could tuck your little head up at night and go to sleep. You couldn't drive out onto the highway and get a cheeseburger or go on down to La Siena and get a fat burger when you wanted one. There was no sin. There was no sex. Man lived in a state of innocence. Now, when it comes to no sex, I prefer the state of guilt that I am. But before the tour, I decided to take a spiritual journey to the location of the Garden of Eden to see if I could find the answer to some of these questions. So I went and I found out that that spot is now occupied by Happy Dan's celebrity used car lot. I walked in. The man said to me, son, you need a yellow convertible, a four-door DeVille, a Continental spare, wire chrome wheels, air-conditioned, automatic heat, a full fold-out bed in your back seat, eight-track tape deck, TV, and a phone so you can speak to your baby when you're driving on the phone. I said, sir, I've come for other things. I want to know how did all this conflict begin that pulls everybody apart all the time? He said, well, son, that's easy. You see, because in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the Lord sat back and said, this is good. And then on the first day, he separated the light from the darkness, and he called the light the day, and he called the darkness the night. And then on the third day, he grew hungry. So he created a cheeseburger. And the Lord sat back and said, this is good. And then on the fourth day, he grew hot. So he created air conditioning. And the Lord sat back and said, this is good. And then on the fifth day, he got bored. So he created rock and roll. And the Lord sat back and said, this is good. And then the weekend was coming around. And he wanted to go for a drive, but he needed a highway. So he created the LA freeway. And the Lord sat back and said, what the fuck is this? And so he created the pink Cadillac. And the Lord sat back and said, this is wild. Well, now you may think I'm foolish for the foolish things I do. You may wonder how come I love you when you get on my nerves like you do. But baby, you know about that. Well, come on over here and hug me, and maybe I'll spill the facts, because honey, it ain't
Cause sugar, I got plenty of that. I love you for your pink Cadillac. Crushed velvet seats, riding in the back. Oozing down the street, waving to the girls. Feeling out of sight, spending all my money on a Saturday night. Honey, I just wonder what you do there in the back of your pink Cadillac. Your pink Cadillac. We'll be right back.
outside the 7-Eleven store. Me and my partner, Sonny, built her straight out of scratch, and he rides with me from town to town. We only run for the money, got no strings attached. We shut him up and then we shut him down. Tonight, tonight, the strip's just right. I wanna blow him off in my first heat. The summer's here and the time's right. We're going racing in the street. Thank you.
illustrious and the industrious, the combustrious members of the E Street Band. I would like to start tonight's introduction by introducing to you a man to the far left of the stage. He's known as the most educated member of the band. He's the only member of the band with a complete high school diploma. The man turned down a scholarship to Harvard University, where he was studying for his BA in unusual sexual practices, to join the 1984 tour with the E Street Band. He gave up higher education in order to rock the nation. Let's hear it for the dedicated, not educated, the sexually liberated, not heterosexual, intellectual, Professor Roy Vision. The brains of the operation. Next we got on vocals an alumni of Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes. From Long Branch, New Jersey, the lovely, the talented, the beautiful Miss Patty Scalma. Now we got the man that puts the bass in your face, that brings you the thunder from down under. His mother was a talent, his father was a talent, his great-grandfather was a great talent. On the bass guitar, Mr. Gary W. Talent. Now on the drums, we got a man. Not only is he a drummer, but he's an author too. He's got a book out called The Big Beat. The man that puts the heat in the beat to get your asses out of your seat and moving your feet. Mighty Max Weinberg on the drums. Let's go. And next, ladies and gentlemen, we got a man celebrating his 15th anniversary tonight as a member of the E Street Band. For 15 years of dedicated service, let me show my appreciation. Bring out the gifts. Danny, for 15 years of dedication, we got you a portable hair dryer. Thanks. On the organ, Phantom Dan Federici. Next we got a gentleman, the newest member of the E Street Band, a man as sweet as life itself, on the guitar, Mr. Nils Lofgren. Club! guitars all night and day. You see them in the back of my swan. What's that, baby? Don't you know I'm coming? Everybody say.
We're gonna make it. beneath the city's heartbeat. The soul engines run through a night so tender. In a bedroom locked in whispers of song, refusal and then surrender. The tunnels uptown, the rats on the dream, guns are down. The shots echo down the hallways in the night. Nobody's watching. An ambulance pulls away. And the girl sits out in the bedroom light. Outside the streets on fire, the real death walks. Between what's flesh and what's fantasy. The man, the poet's down here already. Nothing at all. They just stand back and let it all be. And at the end of the night, they reach for their moment and try to make an honest stand. But they wind up wounded and not even dead. Night.
Working to give you a better community and to give some folks that don't want some hard times a chance at a little more better life. So if your heart is restless, I'm waiting so long. If you're tired and weary, then you can't go on. If a distant dream is calling you, then there's just one thing you can do. holiday dream, wherever it may lead. Come on, follow that dream, to find the love you need. Come on, follow that dream. Now I've been searching for a heart that's free, searching for someone to search with me. Now I need a love, the love I can trust. Together we'll search for the things that come to us.
twist and shove night. We'll do it all night long night. We'll do it all night long night. We'll do it all night long until the dawn. Just a little bit closer, a little bit softer, a little bit softer, a little bit softer, just a little bit lower.
Do you love me?